AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A federal judge today issued an order prohibiting immigration officials from detaining Kilmar Abrego Garcia. He appeared this morning for a scheduled appointment at an Immigration and Customs Enforcement field office some 14 hours after he was released from detention on a judge's order. Abrego Garcia became a flashpoint of the Trump administration's immigration crackdown earlier this year when he was wrongfully deported to a notorious prison in El Salvador. In Wisconsin, new judicial panels will hear redistricting lawsuits for the first time. One of two lawsuits seeking to redraw congressional boundary lines, which currently favors Republicans, is not expected to be resolved until after the 2026 midterms under a timeline up for approval today. Democrats who brought a second challenge in the battleground state are pushing for a more aggressive schedule that would get that case decided in time for the November elections. Hearings in both cases today come the day after Indiana Republicans rejected President Trump's demand that they redraw congressional lines in the deep red state. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on historic flooding in Washington state.
Days of torrential rains have left families stranded on rooftops, homes ripped from their foundations, and entire neighborhoods flooded in parts of Washington state under a state of emergency, and residents have been told to evacuate in Sumas near the U.S.-Canadian border.
We know you want me to hold.
The U.S. Coast Guard video shows flood victims lifted up into a rescue helicopter nearly 73 miles south in Concrete, Washington.
Looks like we now have a houseboat.
Mariah Brosa assesses the damage to her home.
Got about 6 feet of water underneath my house, maybe seven.
Floods are impacting a large part of the state, and Governor Bob Ferguson is calling it a historic situation. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Kirk Cousins tossed three touchdowns and the Falcons overcame a 14-point deficit to beat the Buccaneers 29-28 on Thursday Night Football.
When you get kicked in the teeth, you just get back up and you keep going.
Zane Gonzalez kicked a 43-yard field goal as time expired. Tampa Bay has lost 5 of 6. College football, Fernando Mendoza is the AP Player of the Year after leading Indiana to a 13-0 record and the top seed in the CFP. LSU coach Lane Kiffin will return to face Ole Miss on September 19th. NBA Nikola Jokic had 36 points, 12 rebounds, and 8 assists in the Nuggets 136-105 rout of the Kings. College hoops, number 4 Iowa State held off Iowa 66-62. And NHL, Steven Stamkos tied a franchise record with 4 goals in the Predators 7-2 rout of the Blues. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.